These are great sausage rolls.
Well, thanks, Big Jeff the Sheffield Chef.
Do you have any beans?
Oh, sorry, just the sausage rolls. Oh, there are some vol-au-vents over there.
Vol-au-vent?
They like posh sausage rolls.
Great!
But without sausage.
Oh, right, Joe. Is David coming along?
Well, he should be.
What are you doing?
Pardon?
Turn the music down.
Hey?
Turn the music down.
Oh, right, right. What's up?
What's up?
Yeah.
What's with the balloons?
And sausage rolls.
Yeah, them as well.
Well, it's the end of season party.
End of season party?
Yeah, didn't you get the email?
No, I didn't.
Oh, right. Well, have a vol-au-vent.
I don't want a vol-au-vent. Oh, they do look quite good, though.
Go on.
Oh, OK. So are we doing a show today or what?
If you like.
If I like?
Yeah.
But I've brought loads of stuff to say.
Oh, OK, then.
So can we turn the music off and get started?
Yeah, no problem. There.
How do, David?
Oh, Big Jeff, the Sheffield Chef. I didn't see you there.
Have you tried the vol-au-vents?
Not yet, Big Jeff, the Sheffield Chef. Right, can we just clear the desk and get started?
Yeah, right. Just a sec. Right, here we go. So, he's David Harmer.
And he's Ray Globe.
And together we are... The Globe Twins! Stand-up spoken word from the Beat Generation.
This is...
Globecast!
Right, so, what are we doing this episode?
Well, I thought we'd have a bit of a smorgasbord to round off our first year of podcasting.
A whole year?
Yep, this is episode 20.
Amazing! Did you just say smorgasbord?
I did.
OK, just checking.
Yep, little did we know back in the dark days of February 2021 that we'd still be doing the same jokes a whole year later.
Yeah, and we only did it because we couldn't do live gigs, what with the lockdowns and everything.
Well, that, and the fact that there was nothing much on the telly.
That's true. So what have we got in this smorgasbord, then?
Well, we've got some listeners' questions.
Really?
Oh, and we've had a complaint.
A complaint?
Yep, I'll tell you about it later.
Anything else?
Yeah, we're going to talk about what we'll be doing in the future.
Oh, well, that won't take long.
How come?
Well, we're both nearly 70, there's not a lot to discuss.
Well, Mick Jagger's 78.
That's true, and Paul McCartney's 79.
Sir.
Oh, sorry. Paul McCartney's 79, sir.
No, I meant it's Sir Paul McCartney.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nobody told me.
Did you ask?
Well, okay, fair enough. So, what's this complaint then?
Oh, okay. Let's get it out of the way. You remember the North episode?
Yep.
And we did a piece called It's Grim Up North.
We did.
Well, the Northern Tourist Board have complained about it.
What did they say?
Well, they reckon that since we did that piece, visitor numbers in the north have plummeted.
Well, there could be another reason for that.
Well, I did try to tell them that given that there was a pandemic, I reckon visitor numbers would drop.
Sam, what did they say?
Well, they reckon that the pandemic accounted for some of the drop, but that our piece had made it even worse.
Did you point out that it was intended to be irony?
I did. But they've insisted we make amends.
How are we supposed to do that?
Ah, well, I've rewritten it.
Excellent.
Yep, now it's called Yorkshire Relish.
What, like Endo's, you mean?
Exactly, Big Jeff the Sheffield Chef. Say it's grim up north, all whippets and flat caps. But if they came to Yorkshire, they'd change their tune perhaps. The truth is here for all to see, there's no need to embellish. From Rotherham to Ripley, here's a Yorkshire you can relish. Now some folks say it's grim up north.
They'll need a phrase book with thee.
Can't understand a Yorkshire bloke.
Right then, up and sithee.
It's the right side of the Pennines though, the wrong side can be hellish. But Sheffield to Shipley, here's a Yorkshire you can relish. We've got no truck with a up chuck.
In Yorkshire we'll just call you duck.
Like what we say.
Say what we like.
That's what it's like to be a tyke. Say it's grim up north.
They say we're tough and hardy.
Maybe they're just envious.
Perhaps they're being mardy.
We're all for one and one for all. We're never us and them-ish. From Halifax to Harrogate, here's a Yorkshire you can relish. Fish and chips in Filey.
Pie and peas in Hull.
A hot ball tea in Bradford
to get your belly full.
A pork pie in Penistone, perfect if you're peckish. There's a feast for every foodie in a Yorkshire you can relish. Yorkshire pudding,
real ale,
proper cheese from Wensleydale,
pie and chips and mushy peas.
Just pass me the Hendos, please. Hendos, 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 Hendos. Some folks say it's grim up north,
but where there's muck there's brass.
And Yorkshire has a heart of steel.
Our county is first class.
In every city, every town, each village that we cherish. From Withernsea to Whitby, here's a Yorkshire you can relish. Hey, I've had a great idea for the next season.
Oh, right, I'm all ears.
Right then, we have a section called The Masked Poet.
So, how will that work then?
Well, we get Big Jeff in the studio.
Studio?
Yeah.
What studio?
Oh, don't spoil the pretense now. We've managed to keep it up for a year.
Yeah, but the only people who believe we've got a studio are you, me and Big Jeff.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Right.
And the irony is, we all know, we haven't.
Well, anyway, we get Big Jeff in the studio.
Oh, okay.
Right then. And we go outside and one of us puts on a mask.
Right.
And the one with the mask comes back into the studio and does a poem.
Yes.
Right, and Big Jeff has to guess which one of us it is.
Genius.
Really?
No.
Well, what's wrong with it?
Oh, where do I start? Right, look, you're taller than me.
Okay.
You're slightly thinner than me.
Slightly?
Slightly.
Okay.
And you have less hair than me.
That was unnecessary.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
And we both have a different accent.
Well,
so I don't think Big Jeff will have any problem in identifying which of us it is.
Right. I've not thought it through, have I?
And it's very similar to that show on the telly.
What show?
What show? The Masked Singer.
Never heard of it. Do they do poetry then?
No, the clue's in the name. They sing, and the audience has to guess who it is.
Oh, right. And it's on the telly?
Yes.
Right. Hey, I went into a petrol station last week.
I thought you'd got an electric car.
I have. But it still has air in the tyres.
Oh, well, right, yeah.
So, the only cash I had was a £2 coin and the machine wanted 50p.
Oh, nightmare.
Hey?
Nothing worse.
Well, I can think of a few things worse.
Oh, OK, go on then.
Right, so I went into the shop bit and I asked them to change me the £2 coin for a pound and two 50p pieces.
Yeah?
Well, She handed me the change, and I thought she'd given me the wrong coins.
How come?
Well, the 50 pence pieces looked so much smaller than I remembered them.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is there a moral to this story?
Not really, except that life's a bit like that.
Eh?
Well, you know, you always remember things as being bigger and better. But they weren't really.
Well, thanks for that. I'm just off to phone Jean-Paul Sartre.
Why's that?
I'll let him know his job's still safe.
Anyway, he's dead.
Nobody told me.
Well, did you ask?
Well, no.
Well, there you go.
Eh? Anyway, look, did you mention earlier that we'd had questions sent in by listeners?
Sort of.
What do you mean, sort of?
Well, yes, we have.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
So had we better respond to them, then?
OK. So, a listener in Sheffield, England, asks, is Big Jeff, the Sheffield chef, real?
Well, I was this morning when I looked in the mirror.
It's a bit of an odd question.
You didn't finish it.
Eh?
Turn the page over.
Oh, right. Oh, sorry. Is Big Jeff, the Sheffield chef, really a chef? Well, listener, he certainly is. I mean, we wouldn't make something like that up, would we?
We certainly wouldn't, Ray. Yes, we've spent many a happy hour in Big Jeff's company enjoying his excellent dough and pulse-based creations.
We have. I'll never forget your fabulous frijoles horneados on pan tostado, Big Jeff.
Oh, yes, it's a classic of mine, is that?
And the haricot cuit sur un lit de pain grillé.
Oh, yes. An evening I won't forget in a hurry.
Right then, next question.
That's it.
That's what?
That's the question.
You mean in a whole year of podcasting, we've only had one question from a listener?
Yep.
And it was about Big Jeff the Sheffield Chef.
So, Mick Jagger.
Pardon?
We were talking about Mick Jagger.
That was ages ago.
Well, anyway, it amazes me how many of the really huge rock stars just keep going. I mean, Mick is 78.
I know, you said earlier.
And it's Paul McCartney.
Roger Daltrey.
Yeah, Roger, hope I die before I get old Daltrey.
Bob Dylan's 80.
Well, there's hope for us yet.
Since the dawn of time, we just got older somewhere down the line.
But we're still strutting around the stage, even though we're well past pension age.
Look like we've been twice around the block.
That's why they call it geriatric rock.
Well, we still got it, whatever it is.
Gotta be the oldest in the biz.
Vitamin shots keep us looking fit.
The plastic surgery maybe helps a bit.
Pass me the Zimmer frame, doc.
We just call it geriatric rock.
Embarrassed? Not a bit.
Dad dancing, we invented it.
Old age hasn't made us soften.
We just need to visit the bathroom more often.
Don't try to fix it if it ain't baroque. Just call it
geriatric rock.
Well, our hair's receding,
spare tire spreading,
but that's never ever gonna stop us shredding.
Hope I did to die before I get old.
Daltrey's still singing it, comedy gold. But there's no doubt we're playing with fire.
Any minute now, we could expire.
Every city,
every show,
we're thinking, could this be the last time?
I don't know.
You won't see us on TikTok.
They don't like it, geriatric rock.
Show parties there now a no-no.
We'd rather be at home in bed drinking cocoa.
Read a good book and then turn out the light.
Usually hit the pillow just around midnight.
As long as the beta blockers keep on blocking, we'll just keep on
geriatric rocking. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, great. Nice. Geriatric, man.
That's right.
So, this being the last episode of Season 3, what are we up to next?
Well, David, we're having a rest.
Great, great. But after that?
Well, after a 2-year hiatus, we'll be doing some live shows this summer.
Oh, yeah. We're planning to do a few shows at Buxton Fringe Festival.
Yep, and then in August, we're back at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe.
I can't wait. When's that?
23rd to the 26th of August at the Space at Surgeons Hall.
Is Big Jeff coming with us?
I am. David Ray says I'll be performing.
Eh?
I'm not sure I did, Big Jeff the Sheffield Chef.
Yeah, you said I'd be on the boards.
Ah, well, no. I said you'd be on the board.
Yes, on the boards.
No, board, singular.
Just the one?
Yes.
I think he means the lighting board, Big Jeff.
Oh, right.
Sorry, Big Jeff the Sheffield Chef.
And then?
And then what?
After Edinburgh.
All right, well, we'll hopefully be back with...
Glumcast!
Yep, with Glumcast.
Season 4.
Yep, Season 4.
Fabulous.
So... before we leave, we should say a huge thank you to all our listeners around the world.
Yes, especially in Brunei.
Why Brunei?
Well, I've got a friend in Brunei.
Oh, that's where your friend lives, is it?
I've got more than one friend.
Go on then, how many?
3.
And where do the other two live?
One's in Canada and one's in Honduras.
So they stay at a safe distance then?
Pardon?
Nothing. So, as I was saying, thanks to all our listeners in Bolivia.
And India.
And Vietnam.
Not forgetting Brazil and Mexico.
Germany, France, Spain, Switzerland.
Italy, Austria, Albania.
Japan, Qatar. The list is endless.
Oh, are there more?
No, that's it really.
Oh, okay.
Right, well that's it then.
All right, have we finished?
Well, I have.
Oh, right.
Yep, another season of Glumcast has hit the buffers.
Oh, do we have buffers now?
No. So he's still David Harmer.
And he's still Ray Globe.
And we've been...
The Glummer Twins. Right, I think I'll try one of those Volavants now.
Hey, good idea. Oh, they've all gone.
Sorry, I couldn't help it. They were very tasty.
Well, I'll have to take your word for that.
We can always get some more.
Fine.
Glumcast was written and performed by David Harmer and Ray Globe. Their special guest this week was Malcolm Lomax.
Original music was written and performed by Ray Globe.
It was recorded in David's spare room.
And in Ray's living room.
And a small cupboard next to Malcolm's bathroom. You can follow the Glummer Twins across social media at The Glummer Twins, all one word.
You have to type that bit.
Which bit?
All one word.
No.
Oh.
It's just at the Glummer Twins.
All right.